Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback Latanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning. This is your host today, Minister Kim, right here on Voices of Hope Radio. I'm excited once again to be before you, to have an awesome show prepared for you. You should be excited because we're about to celebrate some awesome women. We are celebrating women's history right here on the Morning Glory. We are going to have an awesome time. I'm telling you, get prepared. I don't know where you may be at, but you know how we do, Voices of Hope. What do? We let them know that we are tuned in to an awesome show that brings you a gleam of hope. We give it for you and the entire family. I want to talk about this doctor, Dr. Dewey Smith, when he talks about, I just want to thank you, Lord. How many people that you are around today, right now, willing to give God thanks, willing to praise him and glorify, magnify his name because he's awesome and he's mighty in all of his ways. We want to celebrate God because God is awesome. Guess what? He got you through another week. He got you to a place where you are today. Today, right now, wherever you are, just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunities that I embrace on this week. Thank you for what's ahead of me on this week. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Oh, my God, I could just bless God right here, right now, because God is faithful. He is awesome. I don't know how many times I need to say it because I wanted to get into your spirit this morning, how great God is, how wonderful he is, how much you can rely on him. I don't care who walks away. God will never walk away from you. So we ought to celebrate God this morning. Give him a hallelujah praise. Let the walls from Jericho come down this morning that's hovering over your life. Be free today in the name of Jesus. I'm excited, as you can hear. Amen. It's another weekend opportunity to just be with you. I love doing what God has called me to do. I want to shout out to my co-host, oh God, Lady Quarterback Rush Latanya. She did her thing on last week. Oh man, if you miss the Barnett, OMG, what an awesome time with Tanya and Dawn. They were the bomb. Amen. We talked about some topics that started a Facebook dialogue. You know what we were talking about, family? We were talking about who should eat first. OMG, should it be the husband or the kids? We had so much dialogue. I said, hold on. Ooh, let me put a period there so this way that she could come back on. We're going to have an awesome show towards the end of this month. Tanya has agreed to come back on. We're going to talk about serving and submitting. So make sure that you join us on March the 25th. So I'm excited to be here. We're going to go to a commercial break as our girl is back. Radio Angel is back in the house. Radio Angel, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for all that you do here. We don't take your job lightly. It is a great responsibility, and you are truly doing your thing. So thank you so much for all that you do for us. But at this time, Radio, let's go higher. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim today.
Let him thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. this morning you've been. I gotta move on. Been so good. Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself? Tell me you've been so. I see you, Betty Jackson. Been so good. Good to see you, girl. You've been so good. You've been so. Been so good. Hallelujah.
If you just tuning in, this is Voices of Hope Radio, where we are here to provide you with that gleam of hope. We are here to cultivate what God has given you. So I'm excited that you joined us. Today we want to kick off by talking about some wonderful, some awesome, some amazing, some anointing female gospel artists. They are no other than Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Caesar. Oh my God, they are pioneers. They have embraced us with some wonderful, some anointing, some uplifting songs that touch not only you, but also your family members, maybe your grandmother, your mother. I know because what? Going up yonder, Mahalia Jackson tore that up. So I want to give you a little history about her as we're talking about Women's History today. Amen. If you just give me that opportunity, if those who don't know her life, amen. Let me tell you when she was born, when she embraced, amen, the universe was October 26, 1911. I wasn't even thought of. Oh, Jesus. Mahalia Jackson, amen, was an American gospel singer, processing a powerful voice. She was referred to as the Queen of Gospel. That's right, y'all, the Queen of Gospel. She became one of the most influential gospel singers in the world and was internationally a singer and a civil rights activist. She was described by the entrepreneur, the entertainer, Harry Belafonte, as the singer most powerful black woman in the United States. She recorded about 30 albums. Oh, my God. She has done phenomenal work. Her career has expanded throughout the country. She sold over millions of records. Amen. Includes golden records. I mean, this woman was just powerful and anointed in her own right. She once wrote, "I sing God's music because it makes me free." How many of us know the importance of feeling free, knowing that you are free? God sent his son Jesus to set us free from a life of sin. Amen. He has sent women like Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Caesar. There's so many women that I can name right now, but I just want to start with these two right now. Mahalia Jackson, God used her as his mouthpiece. Amen, to minister in song, because God loves the praises of his people. And again, one of my songs was Going Up Yonder. I still play that. You still hear that. Don't go to a Baptist church, because you definitely going here, Going Up Yonder. So Going Up Yonder to See My King. Oh, that's awesome. That's powerful. Radio Angel, do we have that? Let's allow our family to hear Mahalia Jackson right here as we celebrate the female gospel artist today for Women's History. We'll be back on Voices of Hope with Minister Kim.
The upper room where
going up yonder to be with my King. One day we all have to pass this life, and we all will have to face the King of glory, the great I am, the awesome Father. Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you, Mahalia Jackson, for all that you have done, whether it was in your song or your act of service as a civil rights leader. We thank you so much. I want to talk about National Women's History Month. I want to talk about some women who will be honored as trailblazers this year as they labored in business. Amen. And truth be told, we as women have labored. We continue to labor. But the fact that these women, amen, are being honored for their character, their integrity, their endurance. So we definitely want to honor them and acknowledge them today. Rebecca Anderson, she was a community and activist, development organizer. That's what she was. Amen. Anybody know about Rebecca Anderson? You know what? Go to our Facebook page, Voices of Hope Radio, and write something about her. Amen. I'm not going to give you the history today. That's something that you might want to do with your daughters. The second one that's being honored is Barbara Haxman Franklin, the formal Secretary of Commerce. All right now. Come on now. We got some powerful people. Women are doing some wonderful things. Lily Ledbetter, equal pay activist. Ooh, yes, shout out to her because we got some equal pay going on. So we want to thank God for her. And we want to thank God for Lucy Gonzalez Patterson, the labor organizer and socialist leader. When we come back, we want to talk about some more women who are going to be honored this year as we celebrate Women's History for 2017. We'll be back on Voices of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim, and I'm having an awesome day with you. I hope you are too. We'll be back.
Mark your calendars and plan to attend the 7th Annual Girlfriend Therapy Conference. Join me, Kwanzaa, and a host of friends as we ignite you to action and encourage you in the faith. Girlfriend Therapy Conference will be held on Saturday, March 25th, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Westin Hotel, located at 1110 Old Elkridge Landing Road in Lithicum, Maryland, 21090. This is a free conference, so get a carload of your best girlfriends and come out for a little girlfriend therapy. For more information about Girlfriend Therapy Conference and Girlfriend Therapy Ministry, visit our website at www.girlfriendtherapy.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Minister Kim here on Voices of Hope Radio, having a wonderful time with you so far as we celebrate our female artists. Amen. These female gospel artists are pioneers. Their songs are still being heard throughout the nation, and that's an awesome thing. They continue to touch the lives of the people. I was just talking about Mahalia Jackson. We played her song, Going Up Yonder. We just talked about some women this year are being honored. They're being recognized for the powerful work they have done. This one really touched my heart because if you don't know Kim, one of the things I love about is traveling. All right, Radio Angel, Kiki and over there. All right, so let's talk about Barbara Dusty Rhodes. Anybody heard about Barbara Dusty Rhodes? 1928. You know what she was? She was the flight attendants union leader. All right, let me read about her. Barbara Dusty Rhodes is a former flight attendant who fought against the airline industry's sexist working conditions and regulations. Dusty was hired as an American Airlines stewardess in 1950. And in 1953, her employer insisted on a contract clause that all students hired after December 1st, 1950, will be fired at the age of 32. The devil is a liar. The rule soon became an industry-wide standard. Dusty called out the rule as gender discrimination and urged her union the American Stewards and Stewardess Association to fight against it. After serving as contracted negotiator and chair of the Los Angeles base of Airline Stewards and Stewardess Association, Dusty was appointed the Airline Stewards and Stewardess Association's National Washington, D.C. lobbyist in 1958. As a lobbyist, she testified at hearings about airline safety, training, certification, and unfair age regulations. So, with that being said, we want to thank God for Barbara Dusty Rhodes. We want to thank God for every airline stewardess that paves the way, that have gotten their benefits because of this woman fighting for equal rights, fighting for what she believed in. Women, you are powerful and you're right. This year, my word is not be unapologetic. I'm going to do and say what thus says the Lord. Amen. And I'm not worried about what or who is saying what about me. I'm focusing on God. And why am I saying that? Because as we talk about these icons, amen, we're going to be talking about throughout this month, the past and the present icons, right? So today we're focusing on, you know, the female gospel artists, and I talked about Mahalia Jackson, and we're going to go to commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about the Shirley Caesar. I know that's right. So we got to see from past to present how God has given us favor, how we have endurance, right? We can do more. We should do more. So as we take time to acknowledge these awesome women of God, I want to acknowledge you. There might be someone in your life, and that might be, it should be some woman in your life, amen, that you mentored, that inspires you. So I want you to go to Facebook now, and guess what? Like our page and put that person in. Send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org, amen. And we want to shout you out and our individual out, because we thank God for the women who paved the way, like Rosa Parks. Amen. We'll be back on Voices of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim. I'll be right back at you.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Praise God. Praise God. This is Minister Kim here at Voices of Hope Radio. We are here to provide you that gleam of hope to cultivate your life, not only you, but also your children. Amen. So please, this is a family station. Make sure that the whole family is tuned in every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our next female gospel artist is no other than Shirley Ann Caesar Williams. We know her as Shirley Caesar. She is known as a professional, amen, American gospel music singer, songwriter, and recording artist whose career has spanned over 60 decades. God bless you. Hallelujah. 60 decades. Lord, have mercy. There's a song that she plays that I love, and it talks about feel this house. Amen? OMG. She's about to bless us. Come on, Radio Angel. Bless us right now with Shirley Caesar. Let's hear this awesome woman of God. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
Let your glory fill this house. Lord, let your glory fill this house. As we lift up our hands in praise. Lord, your presence fills the house. Lord, let your presence fill the
one of your homes with a love that surpasses your own understanding. Amen. The unity that yokes the enemy. Ha, glory. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all, wherever you are. We talking about your home, where you reside at, with your family sitting at tables, where they break bread at each and every day, where they lay their heads down. We talking about your house, that you open up the door and there's chaos going on. But I believe if you pray the prayer of faith, I believe if you go in and anoint and saturate your home, I pray if you open up the word of God and put the word in your house, amen. I mean, open up the word of God and just start reading the scriptures. Walk from one room to the next. Start laying your hands on the walls and lay your hands on your doors and lay your hands on your windows and just start pleading the blood of Jesus. I believe the Holy Spirit will fall in your house. And every time you get up, you're going to feel the peace of God, the love of God, the presence of God in your home. Amen. Even your husband, even your children going to say that there's something different about coming home. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God, for filling our house with your spirit, oh God. Allow your spirit to rest in our houses today, oh God. We thank you, Father. We praise you and glorify you and magnify your majestic name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I didn't give you a disclaimer today, anything can happen on the Voices of Hope because it's suggested underneath the Holy Spirit. I shall obey God when the Spirit comes. I shall obey what thus says the Lord. Somebody needs to be praying. Somebody needs to be walking up in their house and reclaiming it. Somebody needs to be anointing those walls. Somebody needs to be cleaning out their closets. Somebody needs to change their sheets today. Somebody needs to have a prayer meeting in their home today. Don't go to bed without grabbing your loved one's hands and say, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. The Bible says when two or three are gathered in the midst, there we will find Jesus. You're going through something, honey, in your family, in your home. Guess what? You better grab those babies. Grab your husband and say, come on, baby. We need to pray. Enough of this. We're going to continue to have this discord. We're going to come together as one. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to shoot the devil out and lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, I like that one. You better use that one. We're going to shoot the devil and we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We put the devil under our feet today in the name of Jesus. When we come back, we're going into segment. We're going into real talk behind the collar with your girl, Minister Kim. I got some issues that we need to discuss for real people. I'll be back.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Welcome back. This is Minister Kim. Real talk behind the collar. Today I want to talk about the power of a woman. The power of our hands, the power of the nurturing ability that God has given us to nurture not only our babies, amen, but even those who are around us. We have the ability to speak life, or we have the ability to kill life, kill someone's spirit by what we say out of our mouth. The Bible lets us know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible also lets us know how powerful it is when we come together in fellowship, or when we are our keepers of one another. Amen. Meaning the Bible talks about being your brother's keeper. But today, I want to really talk to my sisters today, if you don't mind. We have some issues. Amen. And some of the issues are not being dealt with because we don't acknowledge them as issues. We find it as being comfortable. This is how I am. Accept me how I am. But God says, I want you to come up higher. There's something that's covering you from being the real you. I need you to embrace what I originally created. I understand that you was abused. I understand that you were sexually abused. I understand that you was abandoned. I understand that you don't know your father. I understand that your mother is gone. I understand that the man that you thought that you'd be married to for the rest of your life, I understand that he asked you for a divorce. I understand that your children are not who you wanted them to be. Amen. Whether if you run it up to the school because something is going on, whether you got to go to the courthouse because something is going on, whether you got to argue and debate because they don't want to be obedient, whatever it is and you're not dealing with it, God cannot do anything but wait for you to say, Lord, here I am. I'm standing in need of prayer. I need your help. Amen. When I first came on, I began to bless God and praise God. I began to tell God how much I love him. Do I always have a good day? No, I do not. But when I get into the presence of God, OMG, I don't know what happens, what takes place in the element. But what I do know, that my spirit, my sense of awareness changes, my perception changes, my emotions changes. I feel more secure. I feel more confident. I feel like I can keep on going. I feel like God is with me. And even though, amen, I had some disappointments, I know that God will never disappoint me. So what am I saying today? Sister, you got to look at yourself. Amen. Get your cup and say, Lord, fill my cup up. Whatever it is, whatever you need, God got you. This is real people with some real issues. Women are walking around hurt, bitter, angry, doing all kinds of things to get man attention. Amen? Being a part of this organization, being a part of this group. But they still go home with a void. They still go home feeling empty. They still go home to the same situations. But today is your day to step up and acknowledge your power. Embrace what God has given you. The authority to speak those things as though they already are. The authority to call on him like Hannah. Hannah called on God so much that the priest thought she was drunk, but she was really drunk in the spirit because she wanted something from God, and she knew that no one else can give it but God. Did not God bless her womb? Did she not have a baby? Don't tell me what God cannot do. I'm encouraging you to take off the mask. I'm encouraging you to get naked before God. I'm encouraging you to lay out your burdens before God. Let God know everything about your situation. Amen. And then allow him to fill you up. This is Minister Kim with Real Talk Behind the Collar for Real People, Real Issues. God bless you. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
Hey, everybody, and good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the section where we talk about what's going on in the community, what's going on in our community, what's going on in your community, what's going on in the community. Hey, listen, if you've got something going on in your community and you want us to tell our community about it, make sure you drop us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. 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 Man, I was having a good time on that one. Well, listen, we got a lot of things going on in the community. First and foremost, you already know that we have Breakfast for Your Soul every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Come with us. Come on our prayer line. Start your day off. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The telephone number is 641-715-3630. And the code to get in is 100-3997#. If you didn't get that, check us out on Voices of Hope, our fan page, right there on Facebook. So join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Breakfast with Your Soul. Breakfast for Your Soul with, that's right, Minister Kim E. Underwood. Hey, there's a lot of other things going on in the community. I'm super excited to talk about it. Listen, Crown for Crown. Woo-wee! Y'all already know Empress Poetry is a friend of our show and a dear friend of mine. And she has Crown for Crown going on March 25th. That's a Saturday right here in Brooklyn. Listen, this is going to be an event beyond events, an event to honor the women and the men who support them. Yes, so make sure you go on our Facebook page, Voices of Hope. There's a flyer right there so you can get some information. It's happening in Brooklyn. Now, you already know with these little digital devices, you got to See, that's why we need our pen and paper. Okay, so it's happening at the Inkwell Jazz and Community Cafe, located at 1165 Bedford Avenue, right there in Brooklyn. Admission is $15, and showtime is at 8 p.m. So that's Crown for Crown, an event to honor women and the men who support them. And guess what? Two of those poets that's going to be there is going to be at, that's right, PIP's An Evening of Poetry, being held on April 21st, right in the heart of Harlem. That's right. Y'all already know how we get down, right there in the heart of Harlem in the Stryver's Conventional Center, which is located at 226 West 137th Street, right in the heart of Harlem. There's an open mic. Admission is $10 to get in. That covers your admission to get in, food and beverage. Yes, we're going to feed you. And there's an open mic. And guess what? There's a cash prize. So bring your best. And you already know. You already know. Uptown is going to represent. So you Brooklyn people, y'all come and bring your stuff uptown and see who's the best. See who is the best. All right, let's see what else is going on. Let's see what. As you all know, we have our sister station right there in Maryland with Tracy Brown. And she has a wonderful lineup coming up. So check her out every Sunday night, Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, you don't know who's going to come by the brownstone, and you don't know what room you're going to be in when you get there on Sunday. But guess what? I need you to go check her out on Facebook, her fan book page, and the brownstone, because there's some other wonderful things happening over there. Girlfriend therapy is coming up in March. That's right. So I need you to join us on her page so you can get more details about that. And everything we've talked about right here in the community, is on our fan book page. So follow us at Voices of Hope on Facebook. Yes, and get all the information that I talked about. Wait a minute, I totally forgot. Hey, The Making of the Moguls, The Making of the Moguls, hosted by Darlene A. Anderson, happening right here in New York in Queens on April 1st. April 1st, and guess what? Your girl, me, Radio Angel, will be out there representing 100%. PIP Women Rock. PIP Women Rock. We're going to be out there representing. So that's April 1st, right here in Queens, in New York, The Making of the Moguls. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you go to our Facebook page. Get all the information that I just talked about. And listen, if something's happening in your community, make sure you drop us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorning.org. Oh, man, I was getting all happy. I got all tongue twisted. Well, anyway, everybody, enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And have a phenomenal week next week. Everybody, see you then.
OMG. There is so much stuff that's going on. Thank you so much, Radio Angel, for providing us, amen, with resources, information that we really need. So please keep all of the events, all of the information that she provided today, and here's what's happening on your calendars. And if you have an event, doing something, or hear about something that you feel that is productive for us, please shoot us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Coming up right now is, guess what? Our very own business strategist. Amen. She starts up and she don't quit until it's done. Right now on Voices of Hope Radio is no other than Tracy Brown. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
How do you start the conversation about inheritance? How do you start that? Just where do you begin? Because if you are expecting for your parents to leave you a financial legacy, I want you to know that nearly half of working age Americans assume that we're going to get something later in life that will help support us, but surveys show otherwise. You will be amazed at how many people do not have a financial plan or legacy in place if they were to pass away. We don't have our financial house in order, and that's something we need to do. We need to get our financial house in order. Perhaps the biggest question and the toughest one is, how do you approach the conversation with your parents? No matter how you look at this, it's such a sensitive issue, and that's why I love this lady called Gwen Morgan. She authored a book called What If. It's a What If workbook, and it's a guide to help people give their loved ones the necessary information just in case something happens. And that's all we want to do. We want to make sure that we're able to carry out your final wishes without it appearing that we're trying to be greedy by asking about what about our inheritance. Now, that may be some people's motive, but it's not all of our motives. It's not the majority of our motives. We just want to make sure that your financial wishes are carried out so that there's a smooth transition of the assets, of the wealth of assets, that the people that you intended to get something, that's who gets it. Not anyone else. We want to carry out your wishes. That should be your ultimate and your final goal for your parent. That's what you want to do. Whether it's you have one parent left, there always needs to be a will on both sides, because parents have different things. They want to leave things to different people. They may have a special fund set up for the grandchildren. They may have something set up for the niece. You just don't know. It's important that you have that conversation with both of your parents. It's important. So I trust you that once this is over, to just inbox me, and I'll give you the link to the What If workbook, because it's a great tool and a great mechanism to begin the conversation with your parents. See, a good way to start the conversation is to make reference to a resource, such as a book or article that you read about the importance of estate planning. Even the radio show tonight. You know, I've listened to Behind Your Dollar radio show, and the subject today was a conversation about your inheritance. Just how do you have that? See, you want to be able to share the information, or you can even ask them to read it so that they can see. If you have an article there, so that they could see, so that they could know these are the steps. This is a difficult conversation, but it's something I must do for my children. And that's why it's important. It's something that we should do as parents, have sons and daughters, if we have kids. We need to make sure that our financial house or our estate planning is completed. So once again, I am your girl, Tracy.
All right, yeah, all right now. This is your host, Minister Kim. I hope you're enjoying these nuggets that we dropping. Thank you so much, Tracy Brown. And don't forget, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, join Tracy Brown at the Brownstone. This is engaging, educating, empowering real people and real answers. The startup got it going on. You don't know who or what you're going to find in one of the brownstone rooms. So check her out on this Sunday at 8 p.m. and let her know that you heard about the brownstone right here on Voices of Hope Radio. We love you and we appreciate you. When we come back, we never leave, never, never, never want to leave a show without giving you someone the opportunity of accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We'll be back.
Hello, moguls. This is Darlene A. Anderson, founder and president of Darlene's Utopia. I would like to invite you all out to the third annual conference of the Making of Moguls, scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. The Making of Moguls is a component of Darlene's Utopia. This annual conference is designed to educate, motivate, and enable entrepreneurs as it relates to establishing successful businesses and maintaining them. Event concentrations to include, but are not limited to, public speaking, business structure, tax preparation, legal services, stress management, personal and professional branding, social media branding, goal setting, and mastermind affiliations. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, please visit us online at Darlene's Utopia. We hope to see you there.
All right, now it's time for us to wrap up, and we are so excited that you came here today. I am honored. I am pleased. I'm thankful. I hope that you really enjoy this segment where we acknowledge our female gospel icons like Mahalia Jackson and Shirley Caesar and the women of 2017 that will be honored for Women's History Month. Now, without further ado, you know, like I said, we will not leave this platform, amen, this broadcast, this opportunity to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is a prerequisite to accepting Christ. Once you understand that we are, and you and I are sinners, and that all have sinned and have turned from the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to ask for forgiveness. We have to ask for repentance. And how do we repent from our sins? By professing Jesus as our Savior, as the Word of God declares in the book of Romans chapter 10 and 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe that, if you have said that, then you are saved, and we welcome you into the kingdom. Our prayer is that you find a local assembly church that will give you the unadulterated word of God, the fellowship that you need, that you will grow in God. We have an awesome man and an awesome woman God at Kingdom Life Temple. They are known as Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Elder Lynette Cooper at 3030 Jerome Avenue near Bedford Park in the Bronx. Come out and fellowship with us. We have prayer at 8:30 and worship starts at 9:45 Eastern Standard Time. I'm excited about your new life. And guess what? Let us know how you're doing by either liking us and putting a post on our Facebook page, which is the Voices of Hope Radio, or emailing us, or just, you know, dial up and call us up and say, hey, I got saved right here on your radio show, and let us know what's going on and how we can help you through this new journey. God bless you. Enjoy the day and the rest of your weekend. Remember, you're a powerful woman. I love you all. Until next time, be blessed and cultivate where you are and where you're going. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Remember, no matter what you have going on in your life, never lose your hope. God bless.